The land of Egypt had suffered seven terrible plagues sent by God because Pharaoh refused to obey the Lord and let the people of Israel go to worship him in the desert. With each plague, Pharaoh gave his word to let the Israelites go, and each time, when the danger was past, he hardened his heart and changed his mind. So the Lord said to Moses, "Go to Pharaoh and say to him, 'How long will you refuse to humble yourself before me? Let my people go, so that they may worship me.' This is what the Lord, the God of the Hebrews, says: If you refuse to let them go, I will bring locusts into your country tomorrow. They will cover the face of the ground so that it cannot be seen. They will devour what little you have left after the hail. They will fill your houses and those of all the Egyptians, something neither your fathers nor your forefathers have ever seen from the day they settled in this land till now." Moses did as the Lord commanded, but this time he did not wait for Pharaoh's answer. He turned his back on the king and left the palace. The court officials said to the king, "How long will this man bring us disaster? Let the people go, so that they may worship the Lord their God. Do you not yet realize that Egypt is ruined?" So Moses and Aaron were brought back, and Pharaoh said, "Go, worship the Lord your God. But just who will be going?" Moses answered, "We will go with our young and old, with our sons and daughters, and with our flocks and herds, because we are to celebrate a festival to the Lord." On hearing this, Pharaoh said with a sneer, "The Lord be with you, if you think that I will let you go with your women and children. Clearly you are bent on evil. No, let the men go and worship the Lord, since that is what you have been asking for." Then Moses and Aaron were driven out of Pharaoh's presence. So the Lord said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand over Egypt, and the locusts will swarm over the land and devour everything growing in the fields, everything left by the hail." So Moses stretched out his staff over Egypt, and the Lord made an east wind blow across the land all that day and all that night. By morning the wind had brought the locusts. They invaded all Egypt and settled down in every area of the country in great numbers. Never before had there been such a plague of locusts. They covered the ground until it was black. The Bible records that the crops in Egypt had been destroyed by the previous plague, the deluge of hail, but that concerned mainly the flax and barley. The wheat and spelt, however, had not been destroyed because they ripened later. But with the plague of locusts, these too were ruined. Everything growing in the fields and on the trees, everything that was left over after the hail, even the bark of the trees, was devoured. Nothing green remained in all the land of Egypt. Pharaoh quickly summoned Moses and Aaron. This time he spoke humbly. "I have sinned against the Lord your God and against you," he said. "Now forgive my sin once more, I pray, and pray to the Lord your God to take this deadly plague away from me." Moses left Pharaoh's presence and prayed to the Lord, and the Lord changed the wind to a very strong west wind, which caught up the locusts and carried them into the Red Sea. Not a locust was left anywhere in Egypt. But the Lord did not give Pharaoh a repentant heart. The king had defied God so often that now he was unable to change his mind, and the Lord let him have his way. Pharaoh refused to let the Israelites go. This eighth plague was a very grievous disaster. Locust invasions are well known in Syria and Palestine, but less frequent in Egypt. No one and nothing can stop them. Every time they bring ruin and desolation. Next episode, the plague of darkness.